So, guys, I am actually working. I'm grooming a dog right now, and I figured I'll just talk to you through my AirPods like I'm having a conversation with someone while I'm grooming this dog here. All right, but what I wanted to talk about, what I wanted to share, is a dream I had last night. Pretty intense, pretty crazy dream. So, I've been practicing my air rifle these days because I bought an air rifle. Not a toy. I mean, this is like a serious heavy-duty air rifle. It feels like a real rifle. But the reason why I bought it was because I want to go ahead and learn how to shoot a rifle, but I don't want to pay $600-700 to get a decent one. So I just went. I just went ahead and got an air rifle, just so I could practice. Aiming, and oh my God, I'm obsessed. I'm so into it now. But anyways, in my dream last night, I had my air rifle at this local park that I go to walk my dogs. And for some reason, I'm at the park with my air rifle, which I wouldn't be, but it's legal actually to take any kind of weapon, even an air rifle or an air gun, to a park, to a public park. It's illegal. So I don't know why I was there with my air rifle, but in my dream, I'm there and I see this bird. It looked like a brown owl, but for some reason it wasn't an owl. It was like a turkey thing. I don't know. In my dream, it was just a big bird, right? And it was on the ground. And I see this bird behind some trees. And so I think to myself, I'm gonna take a shot at it, right? And then my next thought was, well, I don't want to kill a bird in a public park. I mean, it's probably illegal and I don't want to go to jail. But then my next thought was, well, I'll probably miss anyways. Let's just take a practice shot. So, like an idiot, I went ahead and loaded up a pellet in my air rifle and I took aim and boom, there's a hole right in the bird's head. I'm like, oh my God, I hit the bird. And I see the bird kind of lean over, like it's about to like just fall over and die. But then all of a sudden, it changes into an old man. And now I see this old man on all fours, and there's a hole in his head, and he's leaned over, like he's about to fall face forward, but he's propped up on his hands and knees, and it looked like. In my mind, I was thinking, oh no, he's gonna die. He's like he the bullet hit him right in his brain, and he's about to die silently, So I ran, cause I was in trouble, right? And I didn't want to be in trouble, so I ran in my dream. I run to my car and I put my air rifle back in my trunk, and I flee the scene. I go home, right? Well, no, I'm okay. So I go back to the guy. The old man, and he says, "I'm bleeding. Help me! I'm bleeding." And I was like, "Oh shit! He's still alive. He's hurt." And so I was thinking, "Oh no! That pellet's probably lodged in his brain somewhere. He's still alive." So I call 911. But then I think to myself, as I'm dialing 911, "Oh no! I'm going to jail." Like they're gonna ask how he got hit in the head, and it was me, the pellet gun, and I'm going to jail. So I call 911. I say, "There's a man who's been hit in the head with the bullet, and he's here at Collins Hill Park. Please send help." And I hang up and I run out of there. I leave. And then I'm in my house, and for some reason my house is overlooking this park, and I see crowds of people gathering, just crowds of people, and they're all wondering what's going on, and my heart's pounding. I know I'm in trouble. I'm like thinking, I'm such an idiot. Why did I do that? Why did I take that practice shot at that bird? It turns out to be an old man. Like, what? And so finally, I just decide to myself, you know what? Even if I can get away with this, why would I want to? It's like, yeah, I might go to jail. I might go to prison, go behind bars for a while, for a stupid mistake. But it's better than living in a perpetual prison of the mind, right? Of my own mind, living with that guilt, knowing what I did, that's a worse prison for me, the prison of the mind. So I didn't want to live with knowing that I got away with something like that, knowing that I did something terrible like that. And so in my dream, I remember just telling, I looked up on my phone, what is the jail time for shooting somebody in the head with an air rifle? killing someone with an air rifle, right? Like, what is the jail time for that? I remember looking that up on my phone before stepping outside, because I decided I was going to just go out there and let everyone know that I did it. You know, it was accident, and I feel so stupid, and I feel so scared and embarrassed, but it was my fault. I did it, and I'm sorry, and I was going to face the music, you know? I accepted the fact that I'm going to jail, but I was thinking to myself, it's better than living in the jail of my own mind, of my own conscience, you know, living the rest of my life knowing that I did that. I'd rather, you know, face the consequences and do the crime, because I accidentally did the crime, right, in my dream. So, yeah, it's interesting, though, how my knee-jerk reaction was to hide, was to try to cover it up, and try to make sure I don't get in trouble. You know, it's like, wow, I caught myself. And I'm glad that before the dream ended, because that's how the dream ended. I woke up after that. But yeah, I'm glad the dream ended, you know, with me finally coming to the right decision. You know, I am embarrassed about how I first reacted and how I try to cover it up and hide. But then, yeah, the feeling of knowing that I did that, and it's my fault, and I did hurt somebody, and I did something terrible out of stupidity, you know? But knowing that, you know, I didn't do the right thing afterwards, on top of not doing a good thing, you know? I don't know. It was just too much for me in my conscience. So I'm glad that before the dream ended, I did make the right decision, and I was going to go out there and face the crowd and let them know that it was my fault, and I did it, and I'm sorry. And yeah, and then come what may, you know, I can face it, I can handle it, right? But anyways, that was my dream last night. I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a piggyback on my last episode, where I was talking about doing the difficult thing, because usually the difficult thing and the right thing, they're usually the same thing. You know, even though it was the more difficult thing to go out there and let everyone know that I made that mistake and I'm ready to face the music, you know, I'm ready to accept the consequences. You know, it was the more difficult thing to do than to hide and pretend I didn't know what would happen. But it was also the right thing to do. And also, if you think about it, I think living with that guilt would have been the more difficult thing to do, you know, in the end, in the long run. But anyways, I'm glad I could share things like this with you guys, you know, dreams that I have that speak to me. I feel like a lot of times these dreams, whenever I do remember them in detail like this, it's speaking to me, you know, my dreams are telling me something. Maybe it's telling me that I'd still have a little work to do on my character, because my knee-jerk reaction was to lie and to run and hide. So, you know, I do have more work to do on my character, because hopefully I can get to the point where my knee-jerk reaction, my automatic reflex, is to just go ahead and do the right thing, you know? Hopefully I get to the point where I default to that. My default is to just do the right thing. I'm not there yet, but I am aware of it, and I am consciously making an effort to be a better person, and I think that's what my dream was showing me as well, is that I still do have those tendencies to be a coward, but I do catch myself now, and I'm able to come to the right decision in the end. But so are you. Right? If I can do it, you can do it. Anything I can do, you can do even better, because I really am one of the least of these, you know? You know, the Bible says, whatever you do for the least of these, you've done for me. I fit the definition of the least of these. So if anything that you see me doing that you may look up to or envy even, or feel like, wow, it must be nice, you can do it too. You recognize qualities in me that are in you. You possess them yourself. Otherwise, you would never be able to recognize them in me. So really, I honor the light in you that is also in me. Namaste.